This episode of Footsteps to Heaven is brought to you by Gents Osman.
Good News Ministries of GNM.org presents Footsteps to Heaven. Life's a journey full of challenges. Sometimes we get stalled. Sometimes we get sidetracked. When we walk with Jesus in the power of the Holy Spirit to the destination that God the Father designed for us, the results are better than we could ask for or imagine. And now, here is your host, Terry Modica.
The Gospel of John, first chapter, verse 5, assures us that light shines in the darkness, and the darkness does not overcome it. What are you concerned about in your own life where darkness seems to have taken over? The devil seems to have been interfering. The ways of the world are interfering. The people in your lives are doing ugly things, are behaving in ways that cause problems. What is going on in your life that has you worried about the darkness? That has you worried, period, because whatever it is you're worried about, there is darkness there. And we need to realize that in the problems that we have, the darkness is playing some kind of a role. If the problem is something like the Lord is asking you to do something, you don't want to do it, then the darkness is within yourself. And there's this struggle going on between light and dark in you. And if it's someone outside of you, someone who is causing problems, darkness in that person's life is instigating the problems. But I'm here to tell you that light conquers this. The light of Christ conquers it. Because what John, the gospel writer, was talking about, because what John, the gospel writer, was talking about in that first chapter was the Word who became flesh, the truth who became flesh, Jesus Christ. The Word of God came to dwell among us. The light of God came to dwell among us. The light of God, the truth, the holiness, came to dwell not only among us, but in us. Jesus came to earth so that we could learn from him and receive from him through his Holy Spirit this very same light that he has, so that we live as victors over every problem that we encounter in our lives, so that we can conquer the devil. Darkness is weaker than light. Our problems don't feel that way, though, do they? The problems seem overwhelming, unending. Problems can certainly seem like they're, you know, like evil is more powerful than good. No matter how much good you do to try to rectify a situation, someone else's wrongdoing prevails and just keeps life hard or miserable, or, you know, keeps the wounds going. It seems like darkness overcomes the light. But I'm here to tell you, to reassure you, something that you already know, but probably need to hear again. Because I know this ministers to me whenever I think about how overwhelming the darkness around me sometimes gets, and it seems like it's getting more and more so. Think about the power of light over darkness in the physical world. Now, you know, we'll get to the spiritual in a minute, talking about Christ. But if you were to take two rooms that have no windows, or the windows are all sealed off, you know, blackened out, there's no way for light to get in. And if you were to make a hole in the wall that connects these two rooms, and in one of the rooms you lit a lamp or a candle, would the room that is without that light, the dark room, would the darkness diminish the light in the other room passing through that hole? Or would the light pass through the hole and diminish the darkness? You know what happens. The light diminishes the darkness. The light of Christ in you diminishes the darkness in your neighbor. Think about yourself as the room that has the light. And who is it that you're concerned about that you're next to who's all in darkness? The light of Christ in you is leaking through to that person, whether they want it to or not. All you need to do is be Christ for them. And they are encountering Christ, whether they realize it or not, whether they ask for it or not. And yeah, they might hide from it, run from it, you know, dislike you for it, reject you for it. But your light is stronger than that. The light of Christ in you is stronger than that. So let's talk about the power of light from the spiritual perspective. Jesus, who is the light of the world, is a gazillion times brighter and more powerful than all the demons put together. All the darkness, all your trials. You know, he is bigger than all of that and infinitely so. When I said a gazillion, you know, that's a made-up word, but he's even bigger than that, more powerful than that. The light is brighter than that. Let me tell you a story about something that happened to me many years ago. I visited somebody's house and spent a couple of nights there. And on the first night there, in the middle of the night, I was awakened by a sound that, I know, it sounded kind of like a gunshot, but nobody had shot a gun off. And, you know, it woke me out of my sleep. And as I was trying to go back to sleep, my bed started shaking. You know, and it wasn't an earthquake. And in my mind's eye, I could see very clearly, a better way of saying it is in my spirit, which was anointed by the Holy Spirit, which is graced by the Holy Spirit. I saw behind me, because the head of the bed was against the wall, and in the wall and on the other side of the wall, behind me. Now, mind you, I'm lying down and I can't see behind me physically. I can see up, I can see in front, but I can't see behind me. I'm not turning my head around. But I knew, I could see there were demons back there shaking my bed, trying to terrify me to get me to leave this house. I saw that and I knew that as clearly as I could see the back of my hand. You know, it was that real. And I knew that to stop that, all I needed to do was say the name of Jesus. But these demons were oppressing me, and I couldn't get my mouth to open up. So I started thinking, you know, I'm not going to let this defeat me. The light of Christ in me is stronger than this darkness. So I thought the name Jesus. And in my mind, I repeated that name Jesus. And the more, now demons cannot read your mind. If you have the mind of Christ, if you are a Christian, fully alive in your relationship with Jesus Christ and have the Holy Spirit in you, demons cannot read your mind. But the power of God's light, the light of Christ, is so strong that all I need to do was start to think the name Jesus and repeat that in my mind over and over again. And every time I said in my mind the name of Jesus, the closer to the surface, the closer to my mouth it got, until I was able to actually say it out loud. And the moment I said Jesus out loud, the first moment that came out of my mouth, the darkness fled. The bed stopped shaking. The demons behind the wall were gone. I spent the next few minutes praising the Lord and trying to sort out what was going on. And, you know, I never really did figure out why that happened, except for the fact I knew that they didn't want me there in that particular home. That's how powerful the name of Jesus is. And that's the same thing as saying that's how powerful the light of Christ is. Let me give you another way of looking at it, another example of how powerful light is. Let's go back into the history of our church. Our roots are in the Jewish religion. Remember, Jesus was a Jew. And Christianity is founded on Judaism. the old covenant giving way to the new covenant in Christ. In Jewish understanding of light and darkness, they know, all the way back through the Old Testament, the Jews knew that light gets rid of darkness. Darkness gives way to light. Light never gives way to darkness. This is why the Jews begin the day, consider the new day to begin at dusk. So that on a Friday, for example, at dusk, this is when the Sabbath begins. This is when, and you see the light, you know, if you're seeing this on podcast, by the way, and video, the video version of this podcast, I have a window open behind me. When I started making this podcast, it was overcast out there, and that's why I didn't close the blinds. But as I'm talking and I can see myself on my camera, the sun is getting brighter and brighter, and I'm looking at how it's affecting what I look like here with my hair seem to be glowing from the light coming from behind. I think God is trying to just illustrate what I'm saying here. But I just think that's interesting. But getting back to what I was saying, the Jews were so full of the understanding about how darkness gives way to light that they consider the day begins with dusk. When nighttime comes, that is the beginning of the new day. This is why the Sabbath begins what we consider to be Friday evening. Saturday, the Sabbath, begins for them Friday evening. We think Saturday begins at midnight. The Jews think Saturday begins when the sun goes down on Friday. Because when the morning arrives, darkness is giving way to light. So every day starts with darkness and gives way to light. So when your day today ends, think about this. As the sun goes down, you're getting tired, right? You've been awake all day. You've been doing things all day. And our body clocks start producing melatonin. Our hormones produce the melatonin to help us be sleepy so that we sleep at night. Think of it this way. We don't get sleepy because the day has ended. We get sleepy because God wants to prepare us for the next day. At night, our new day begins when the sun goes down, and then we go to bed to sleep and rest, because while we are resting, our brain is being renewed. There are chemicals that wash through our brain and re-energize the cells, which is why we feel so much more alert in the morning than we do at the end of the day. Why it's better to make decisions in the morning than at the end of the day. Why it's easier to remember things in the morning than at the end of the day. Our brains have, I call it brainwashing. God does the brainwashing during the night. And at night, we are resting up for whatever God wants us to do in the new day. In the darkness of what you're going through right now, whatever trials, whatever troubles, whatever you thought about at the beginning of this podcast, God is preparing you in this darkness for what he wants you to do when the rest period is over and darkness gives way to light. He's got something for you to do in the light. You bring the light of Christ into the world. You bring the light of Christ into the darkness around you. God has a plan. When you go to bed at night, ask the Holy Spirit to come and fill your dreams and to fill your brainwashing, to fill your thoughts when you awaken with his own presence, his own thoughts, with the light of Christ, with his calling on your life, with the mission that he's calling you to. Nighttime is preparation for daytime. Darkness is not something that we need to look at as bad. Yes, there's bad in it. Yes, it is. Darkness is not of the Lord. Darkness is of the devil. But we're not in any way defeated by that. We're not in any way succumbing to that darkness. For us who are followers of Christ, that darkness is the resting period, the preparation period for what he wants us to do in the light. So use your dark times to get closer to the Lord, to say, come Holy Spirit, I need you. Come Lord Jesus, guide me. Come Holy Spirit, fill me. Come Lord Jesus and blow your breath on me anew to fill me with your Holy Spirit. Father God, I am your child, your precious, precious child, and I know that you have a plan that will bring goodness out of this bad stuff. Romans 8:28, God works all things together for our good if we are following Christ. Every darkness, every trial has a blessing or multiple blessings in them. Satan doesn't want us to know that. Satan wants us to be in fear. Satan wants us to feel oppressed. Satan wants us to feel like we can't see. You know, in darkness, we can't see what's coming. We can't see what the Lord is doing. Satan says, you can't see what the Lord is doing because he's not doing anything. And God is saying, you can't see what I'm doing because it is hidden from you right now. But that's so that your faith will grow. Trust me more. In the darkness is the time where we grow in trusting God. We grow in faith because we need to. Darkness is when the beauty of God shines just beyond our vision, but our hearts and our spirits know it's there. And if you don't, that means you need to spend more time in prayer, in more time in reading what saints have said and what the lives of saints were like, more time going to church, maybe going to Eucharistic adoration, availing yourself, playing praise and worship music and singing along with it. The darkness is a blessing because this is when we grow closer to Christ so that his light will shine more brightly in us. It's an opportunity where God is saying, come closer to me. Realize I am with you. I have not abandoned you. One of my favorite prayers, very powerful prayer, but very simple. When facing all the dark stuff going on in your life, you say, Jesus, here's what's going on. Of course, he knows it, but we're in dialogue with him and he wants us to talk it out. Jesus, here's what's going on, but I trust in you. Take care of everything. Take care of everything. And then we go to sleep at night. You know, we rest knowing that Jesus is taking care of everything. And when the darkness gives way to light, we are part of getting rid of the darkness. The Lord works through us, in us, and for us. Let me tell you another story that illustrates this. When I was a teenager, I got involved in the occult. I had been raised a Christian. Jesus had been my best friend. But when I gave myself over to the sin of the occult, I turned away from Jesus and the darkness came into my life. Over a period of 7 years, I totally lost interest in Christ. I still believe he existed, but I totally lost interest in being his follower. I really was corrupted by the ways of the world and enjoying it and trying to corrupt others. But Jesus did not abandon me. Jesus, the light of Christ, came into my life. My darkness gave way to light. Jesus rescued me, and that's a whole other story. And in some of my other podcasts, I've gone into it. And you can read something about it on my website as well, where you find out more about who I am. It tells my story there. The point I want to make right now is that light overtakes the darkness. Darkness gives way to light. When Christ rescued me from the occult, the light that I entered into afterwards was much brighter, fuller, more complete, more powerful than the light I'd had in my life before I had gotten into the darkness. It was after Jesus rescued me from the occult that I met the Holy Spirit and was filled with the truths I hadn't known before and became Catholic and was called to ministry. The light of my post-occult years has been nonstop brighter than it was before my occult years. Everybody that you're concerned about who is in darkness, realize that your prayers are bringing Christ's light into their lives, and God is using their darkness to teach them something. And when he rescues them from it, and your prayers are going to help make sure that happens, there are people who never turn to Christ, never come out of darkness, and they have nobody praying for them. Your prayers will make a difference. Your prayers united to Christ, who is the mediator, already praying for them as a mediator, praying before God the Father for their souls. And the Blessed Mother is praying for them. Get their patron saint, you know, if their confirmation saint, their baptismal saint, other saints that apply to the type of situation they're in. Get them all praying. Your friends in the church, get them all praying. This makes a difference. All of this brings the light of Christ into their lives. And when Jesus rescues them finally, and the darkness gives way to the light, the light that's going to be in their lives is going to be way brighter, way more effective, way bigger and more important, with a mission that they are called to, than whatever their life was like before they got into the darkness. That's the way God works. That's the truth of the gospel. That's what Jesus is all about. When Jesus gave himself into the darkness of Good Friday, Easter was a brighter light than what his life had been like before the cross. Light that gives way to darkness is only temporary. It's just like dusk coming. It's like a day ends. Dusk settles in, the night settles in, and just like Jesus going into the tomb, it's a period of rest for us or for whoever it is that's going through it. And from that, the resurrection comes, and it is always brighter than life before the cross. Rest in this truth. Rely on this truth. Pray in the power of this truth. Because God wants to use you as an instrument of his light, and is already doing so. So use the times of darkness to grow closer to God, to make a difference and allow God to make a difference in you that prepares you for what he wants you to do when the darkness gives way to light. And to help with that, pray this prayer with me. Open up your hands, lift up your hands, to receive what God wants to give you. Come, Holy Spirit, fill me. Come, Holy Spirit, renew me. Come, Holy Spirit, whatever is dark in me, replace with the holy light of Christ. Come, Holy Spirit, teach me the truths that defeat the lies of darkness. Come, Holy Spirit, encourage me to live in the light of Christ in the midst of the darkness that seems to be smothering me or in the people that I'm praying for. Come, Holy Spirit, make me an instrument of the light of Christ. Come, Holy Spirit, you have my permission to change me. Amen. God bless you.
You've been listening to Terry Modica of Good News Ministries. For more faith builders, or to learn more about this ministry, come visit our website at gnm.org. You'll find online resources and lots more to help you know the Father's love and grow closer to Christ and be filled with the Holy Spirit. Visit gnm.org today.